Hi. Hey, hello there. Hi, boys and girls.
Hi, kids.
Hey, get in here right now, because it's time for the party with Big John and Sparky.
And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Even Detectives Make Mistakes. Amateur sleuth Yuki Butcha, helped by Sparky, myself, and Mayor Plumfront, were trying our level best to capture some kidnappers who had kidnapped the Widow Dilly. Yuki had taken a picture of the kidnappers, and we showed this to the shop members, the shopkeepers in our neighborhood, and asked them, if they saw these men, would they please call us immediately? Well, then it all began to happen. In quick succession, we got three telephone calls saying that these men had come into these various stores and robbed them. As today's episode begins, we're questioning Clyde Pillroller in his drugstore.
Hey, Mr. Pillroller, do you mean that while we were down at Crossmeyer's Butcher Shop, just right down the street here, that the kidnappers came here and robbed your drugstore?
Big John said you told them on the telephone that they escaped in a Buchla-Lackenberg 12.
He said their getaway car was waiting for them by the side door on Glenmore Avenue. Did the robbers say anything one to another?
Yeah, did you hear them calling one another by name there, Clyde?
Did they? Hey, wait a minute, fellas. Wait a minute. We're all talking at one time. We're not giving Clyde a chance to talk. Let's let Clyde tell the story. What do you got to say, Clyde?
Telephone's ringing. Telephone's ringing.
Just stay sitting there, Clyde. Sparky will answer it for you. Answer the phone there, Sparky.
Yeah, okay. I'll get it.
Clyde, boy,
if this isn't something, everything's all mixed up here. Can't tell who's on first. Now the telephone has to ring.
That's the only way we could find out there, Clyde. Tell us the whole story.
Yes?
Get excited, Clyde. Take your time.
Yes, Big John is here.
Recall the whole thing.
No, this is Sparky.
Right.
What do you want?
That's all we
want
to know. George.
What? Oh, hold everything. Stay where you are. We'll be right over. Big John.
What?
Hey, Big John,
what?
Come here. Hurry up.
What's the matter?
Snipplock's delicatessen has just been robbed by two men. The kidnappers.
What? Oh, no. Come on, Yuki, over to Schmidtlock's delicatessen. See you later, Clyde. Come on, Sparky.
Schmidtlock's delicatessen, Big John.
Well, go ahead and open the door. Come on, let's go in.
Hey, wait a minute there, fellas. Take a look down the street there. You see what I see?
By George, isn't that a Buchla-Lackenberg 12?
You mean that big automobile down the street? Is that the kidnapper's car?
I don't know, but it sure looks like it.
Sparky, lad, run into Schmidtlock's delicatessen and tell him to call the police. Tell him we'll be back later.
Well, wait a minute. Where are you going?
Don't worry about where we're going. I'll be back later. I'm going to get my taxi cab and bring it around the corner, and then we're going to follow that there Buchla-Lackenberg.
Go on, Sparky. Go on in. Tell Mr. Schmidtlock what Yuki said. I'll stay out here, and I'll keep an eye on that Buchla-Lackenberg. Go on.
Okay, Big John.
Go on.
Hey, Mr. Schmidtlock. Mr. Schmidtlock, hey, look, it's me, Sparky. Yuki Butcher told me to tell you to call the police right away, and we'll be back after a while. The kidnapper's car is down the street, and we're going to follow it. See you after a while, Mr. Schmidtlock. Hey, Big John, I told Mr. Schmidtlock, all right, just what you told me to. Hey, is the kidnapper's car still parked down the street?
Yeah, it is. I wonder what it's doing down there.
Maybe they're robbing another store.
Come on. They wouldn't have the nerve to rob another store, Sparky. You know what, after they were already robbed three of them.
In fact, maybe they're robbing the bank.
What?
It's not parked very far from the bank down the street there.
You mean the building and loan across the street from Smile and Sam Bishop's father's bowling alley?
Yeah.
Nah, they'd never have the nerve to stay around here and rob a bank after robbing three stores. Just wouldn't work out that way.
Well, I don't know about that, Big John. Boy, they robbed three stores already. Why would they want to stop at just three?
Yeah, why would they? Well, that's true. Uh-oh. Here comes Yuki in his cab. Come on, Sparky. Let's get down there where he pulls over to the curb.
Hey, fellas, come on, get in. Come on, hop in there, Sparky, man. Get up in the back seat. You can sit up here by me, Big John.
All right, Yuki. In you go, Sparky.
Can't figure out why them there kidnapped fellows would want to stick around here after robbing three stores. Sure doesn't look like they're much afraid of our police force.
Yeah. Well, let's move down the street a little bit closer to them.
Yeah, fine. Them there kidnapper fellas are robbing another store. Maybe we could catch them in the act. All I have to say is they sure have got a nerve.
They sure have. Imagine staying right here after they've robbed three stores in a row like that.
Hey, what's that bell ringing? You hear that? It's coming from that funny-looking metal box on the outside of the bank.
It's the burglar alarm. Hey, Sparky, you were right about those kidnappers robbing the building and loan.
Oh, look, two men walking out of the bank and they're getting into that automobile that the kidnappers drive.
That must be the kidnappers. Hey, very clever disguises they've got there. Very clever. Look, one feller is dressed up like a high-class feller. The other feller is carrying a briefcase like he's the president of the bank.
Yeah,
or something.
He's probably carrying the money that they stole from the bank in that briefcase.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that. Come on, quick, Yuki, let's follow the car.
Come on, Yuki, get this old Model T going. Come on, we have to catch those guys.
Those are the kidnappers, all right. Did you see that? Two fellers come out of the bank, and there's one feller driving the car. Three of them all together.
That's right, and there were three kidnappers, too.
They sure aren't driving away from the bank very fast, and I'm very worried,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, you know, it's a funny thing. They didn't come running out of the bank like bank robbers do in the movies. They don't seem to be in any kind of a hurry.
Well, it's probably the way they operate, so they don't draw suspicion.
Well, we could follow them right to their hideout if they don't go any faster than they're going now.
Yeah, they sure are taking it easy. Here they go, turning down a side street. After them, Yuki.
I'm right behind them, Big John. No other traffic on this other street, they'll be able to tell we're following them. What we're going to do about that?
Yeah, but they're still not going any faster. Yeah, those kidnappers are up to something, if you ask me.
You know, lad, you show signs of being a first-rate detective. Well, Big John, I think we should go into action before them there kidnappers pull a fast one and escape.
Yeah. Pass them up, Yuki, and force them over to the curb.
That's what I intend to do. All right, here we go.
Attaboy, Yuki, attaboy. Attaboy, you're passing him up now. Come on. Cover in front of him. Cover in front of him. Force him to the curb. Come on.
Right, Sparky lad, here we go.
Wait a minute, Yuki, not so fast. That's a big, powerful car. He might plow right into us. Get a little bit farther ahead of
him. Yeah, maybe I better. Just a little bit more gas here now.
There, that's better. Now cut over, Yuki. Force him to the curb.
Right. A quick turn of the steering wheel to the right, and here we go.
There, they stopped. Come on, let's get out and go get them before they get out of their car and run away. Come on, hurry up.
Right you are, lad. Come on, Big John. Let's grab them before they get out of their car.
Wait a minute. Be careful there. They might have guns. Boy, it sure is funny. They just sit there in their car and look at us. They're making no attempt to get away.
Just watch them, fellas. They're mighty tricky, they are.
Yeah, they got something up their sleeve. Hey, open the back door, Big John. The one in the fancy clothes is probably the head guy in their gang.
Right you are. I'll just open this car door and I'll grab this one in the fancy clothes. All right, you come on out of here. We've got you with a go.
What's the matter?
This fellow in the fancy clothes you were referring to?
Yeah, he's probably the head of this gang of criminals and kidnappers.
Oh, yeah? Look at him. It's Mr. Lucrepoke, the president of the bank. And the other gentleman sitting back there with him is... Mr. Lucrepoke? I see you're out for a ride with one of our city councilmen. How are you, gentlemen? Well, boys, looks like we're going to jail.
Oh, boy. These men aren't the kidnappers after all. Oh, what a mess. Oh, boy. Well, there goes Mr. Lucrepoke's chauffeur, driving away with Mr. Lucrepoke and Councilman Samuel G. Rafferty. He didn't say a word to us, just gave us nasty looks and drove away. unless they will have us arrested. Well, how could we know they weren't the kidnappers? After all, he came out of the bank while the burglar alarm was ringing. How are we supposed to know? Oh, me. Here comes a police car. I'll bet Mr. Lukerpoke called the police on his two-way radio in his car. Guess we're going to jail. I'll see you tomorrow, kids. If I'm out. So long.